Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for you.
Fox News, I'm Joy Piazza. President Trump says he's not too jazzed about declaring a national emergency to get his border wall funded.
I'd rather not do it because this is something that Congress should easily do. This is something that the Democrats should do. And I don't want to give an easy way out.
Meanwhile, the partial government shutdown is set to be the longest in U.S. history. Lawmakers approved a plan to guarantee back pay for some of the federal employees affected by the shutdown. Neighbors in Gordon, Wisconsin, recounting the tense moments after finding 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who police say escaped her captor months after her parents were killed. Peter Kosinskis is one of those neighbors.
We saw the neighbor knocking at the door, and we could see her big yellow dog. And she knocked, and then the door swung open, the dog came in, and then here she helps Jamie into the kitchen and says, "This is Jamie Kloss, call 911.
Suspect Jake Patterson faces murder and kidnapping charges. This is Fox News.
This is a happening thing. It's January. Oh. The humanity. Idea is that women shouldn't shave.
Really?
Yeah. There's it's from today.com. I posted the story this morning and all I said was please no.
I always find it humorous though, where it's like, oh my god, I haven't shaved, and like you don't even notice. It's like, okay. Huh. Go ahead.
There's virtually nobody here saying, yeah, what a great idea. It's pretty much, nasty. But somebody thinks it's a great idea. They're out there promoting it. It's gotten some national attention, but not a lot of support. Let's see. Cindy says, great. Why stop there? Give us soap and toothpaste. Continue in the pig mode. I can't read the rest of it on the air anyway. But the women don't seem to be any more interested in this than the men. Anyway, you're welcome to comment. That's on my Facebook page. You don't have to be friends. But somebody dumped me today. Somebody dumped me as a friend, so I've got an opening. So if you have put in a friend request that you would like me to add you, just shoot me a note or a Facebook message so I can do that. Because I like to add friends who I know participate in William B. I wonder if they get some pretty good memes on this thing today, huh?
Nice, yeah.
That word meme, that reminds me of our friends Delkin Tomlinson. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but they will handle any divorce situation. I know this, regardless of sex, if you're facing... This, and by the way, Monday is the about the biggest day for filings of the entire year. So if you're forced into making a decision, I would recommend you visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com, or call them at 819-4810 when you do mention that you are a News Talk listener, because you'll get a nice discount on your consultation fee. These are two very, very savvy women, and the whole idea is to help you go through the process, this major life change, and come out on the other side complete, because they've taken care of looking out for your best interest and coming up with an agreement that is livable. I can't tell you how it happened to me because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention. And then the cost of trying to change an agreement that's already been reached when circumstances changed as they did in my life was ridiculous. I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford the agreement. I couldn't afford to change it. Bad position to be in. I kind of own that completely, so I'm not whining. But still, making sure that that you are moving on with a situation that's livable is really, really critical. But above and beyond that, all the life changes that come with, you know, just the sadness and tragedy of a divorce,
yeah.
Let them fight the battles so that you can concentrate on you and moving on with your life. Because life is short, and you don't want to waste it regretting situations that could have had better outcomes. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Their website, again, is divorceformenalabama.com. And their phone number is 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We already did our redeemed our Baumhauer's winning word for the day.
Indeed.
Now, this story out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, luckily she was found, and she was, she looks like she escaped.
She escaped.
Yeah.
But her parents murdered by this, jeez. And now that she's got to deal with that, I hope somebody's got something set up for her. But that's, I mean, on one hand, great that she escaped her captors. On the other, how does somebody, a young girl like that, absorb all of this?
Yeah.
Somebody that needs a lot of support. 8 minutes after four. So I guess this is about to be the longest government shutdown in history.
Mm-hmm.
And the president still has not gone the route of the national emergency, but I think he needs to keep pressing the Democrats to follow up on positions that they have supported in the past. What's your problem? You said this 8-10 years ago. Now you don't want it. You don't think it's necessary. In the meantime, tens of thousands of Americans have been victims. They're either dead, they have been through some type of physical or violent experience, property taken, and something like over 56% of our federal prison population are illegal aliens. You know what it's costing us every year for this? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And we're crazy for allowing it to continue when it could be solved with an amount of money that almost every agency in our government blows on God knows what every year. We're not talking about a ton of money. And if they had to tax us all $100 a piece, I'd happily pay it to get it done.
But this national emergency, like the pending one, it might happen. It got me thinking and reading about the history of it, because it seemed a little fishy to me. Mm. And, you know, it could be an easy, low-hanging fruit to criticize Trump. But you have to keep in mind, folks, I don't put the blame on Trump necessarily. I think he should try to go to Congress instead of a national emergency. But George W. Bush declared a national emergency, I believe, used National Guard troops on the issue of immigration.
Mm.
Barack Obama did the same thing on immigration. And if you look at this law and what's going on, once again, Congress is failing to use their true constitutional powers, and in the meantime, they're abdicating that power to presidents. It's the same thing's going on with the War Powers Act.
Yeah.
Like, it's just another example of the presidency really being the main governing body of our nation, and that's not how it's supposed to work.
I heard a clip on Fox this afternoon that, and I'm 99%, if I heard it correctly, it was a Democratic member of Congress who was saying that in terms of the phone calls his office received, 78 were for the wall, 6 were against it. So this is an issue that Republicans can win on if they don't get weak in the knees.
Well, and I think there are Republicans in the Congress, in the Senate, in the House, and the president himself. There's a compromise staring us in the face on this that includes the wall, includes border security, and the president's already put DACA on the table, and I think they could probably do more. And it's staring us right in the face. but they want to win politically. In this case, the Democrats do. But, I mean, as long as the government shut down, I blame all the people in power. Fix it. Figure it out.
Yeah, in the meantime, they're doing a lot of it's for showing, not blowing,
yes,
kind of stuff. Like, well, we're just not going to collect any paychecks. Amazing that they would, that would even be a possibility that they would get paid while the government is shut down, because frankly, it's not just one side. It takes two. And we got one dug in. I think they look at it as, where are we going to get voters for our insane ideas if we don't open up the border to people coming from other socialist nations to come here so we can have it? What's her face? Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah.
New party, who dis? 29-year-old Ocasio-Cortez mocks aging Joe Lieberman, 76, for hoping that, quote, she's not the future, as frightened House Democrats scramble to deal with Twitter star, I think Twit star would be more accurate, who's plotting primary campaigns against them. Yeah, bring in a few more just like her. That's just what we need. Freshman lawmaker, we'll just call her AOC for short.
Yeah.
Dropped a hammer on Joe Lieberman on Thursday after the one-time Democrat vice presidential candidate said he feared her brand of high-tax socialism could doom the party's chances for long-term dominance in Congress.
It should.
Yeah. I certainly hope she's not the future, and I don't believe she is, Lieberman said in a Fox Business Network interview. He retired in 2013 after serving 24 years in the Senate. The 29-year-old Ocasio-Cortez retweeted the 76-year-old sentiment with a four-word rejoinder. New party. Who dis?
It's a, probably a play on if somebody texts you and you don't know who they are. New who phone. Who dis?
Who dis?
Yeah.
How would the show sound if I talked like this bartender?
You'd probably sound pretty hip and young.
Who dis? Should we try that for a while? Just a few weeks into the new Congress, occasional Cortex is already causing heartburn among centrist Democrats who are wary of her unapologetic record and proposal to raise the top marginal income tax rate to 70%. Go for it, baby. You'll be among those paying it. And we'll see just how eager you are to do that.
Well, and it won't bring in as much money as she thinks it is, because
we
shocking,
are,
the rich, you know.
They're bringing in more money than ever right now. Why? Not because taxes are higher, but taxes were cut. Millions of new jobs were created. Yep. So we have millions of new taxpayers. So there's more revenue coming in. And the disappointment here is, up until last week, we had, you know, Republican majorities. They managed to spend more. You know, why not? Okay, we've got more revenue coming in. This is a chance to bring down the deficit.
Yep.
And stop with the waste. And that doesn't seem to be something that's of significant interest to anybody. Crazy stuff. Again, our thanks to Jim Smith and Carol Jones from Adams Drugs. And again, they're looking for to hire some folks who want to work for a great company, full and part-time. And if you're interested, the location right up the street from us here at Perry Hill and Carmichael, where they also have a wellness clinic, by the way, you can put in an application there. And if Carol is there at the time that you apply, you'll probably have a chance to sit down and talk to her immediately. So get the word out if you know there's somebody that's looking for work and wants to work for some really, really incredible people. It's 4:15. We have traffic news, your local forecast, and it's all Request Friday. Have we had a request for anything yet?
No, it's been all business. I mean, it's been a good show so far, but mostly been business.
272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. If there's any gigantic breaking news, of course, we'll keep you up on the baseball news of the day. You know, the Toronto Blue Jays, they traded Russell Martin to the Dodgers.
They did?
It makes you... Yes. That makes you wonder, you know, what the Marlins are going to do with JT Realmuto.
Well, they're probably going to trade him away, too.
Yeah, and get crap back.
Yeah.
It's the way it works. Horribly managed team. Okay, it's 4:16, because that's basically what we're, you know, Rich and I are waiting for. We do the countdown every morning. How many days till Emily's wedding? How many days till Groundhog's Day? And opening day for baseball. That's when spring really begins. Let's start with a look at the road.
We've made it through the first half of the 4 o'clock hour without any accidents so far. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. If you're traveling today, interstates are running real smooth, both 65 and 85. The feeder routes into the interstate, 231, 331, 31, all the 31s. Looking pretty good. Busy when you come up to the boulevard, though, so be careful. East Chase is building traffic up pretty quickly. It's Friday afternoon. Everybody's getting ready to go shopping and eating, and we're starting to see the exodus from downtown and the Air Force bases. Drive safely this afternoon. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we have a request for The One I Love.
Yes.
I always feel guilty playing that, you know.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's basically about...
Do you know any cycloptic women?
Personally, no.
Nor do I. So no. I am not in fear of offending anybody I care about.
Okay, good. Oh, by the way, I've got to go downstairs to the engineering room. I think what I'm going to find down there is what I need to get started on the book.
Ooh. You are getting the book done this year.
I have the plan in place. If somebody's assisting me, I have zillions of photographs, and it'll be Radio Days Chapter 1, you know, the first collection of lame ass stories.
Do you have a writing schedule, like 30 minutes a day, hour a day?
See, well, that's what I plan to do.
Okay.
Whatever it is, at least 30, but as long as I can go. But if I have a workstation set up, which is what I don't have... See, I write the column. It's on my laptop, which is next to me on the bed, and I'm watching Aunt Bee and Andy, right, and you know, trying to write funny stuff. And it's a poor discipline. But when I sit like at one of the workstations here and I have to write something, I get much more done.
I'm trying to write more in this new year as well. I sort of took a break for the last year with my new schedule, and I was a little burnt out on politics too. I'm feeling rejuvenated now.
Look, it is what it is. There's nothing to say. We can talk till we're blue in the face and gonna change a damn thing, although I would like to call our buddy DB Blackman and try and get him on the air next week.
Okay.
We're long overdue for him. Fact check, he's lying. Let's see. Brian Stelter. Well, of course he is. Brian Stelter is the anatomically correct anchor.
Yeah, he's really head and shoulders above the competition.
Mostly the former. spreading BS today, we called several local stations to book somebody. Oh, this is the lie. You know, the wall in San Diego and in other locations along the southern border where walls have been built, the issues with crime and illegals have dropped well past 90%. They work. And if they didn't, you wouldn't have seven layers of wall around Barack Obama's house. That's the glaring hypocrisy in all of this. Every single one of these politicians lives in a place that's got a wall and, in most cases, extra security, layered security. But that's for them, you see, because they're important people and we're just riffraff. Screw them. That's what I say. It's 420.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Eskew. The Alabama Supreme Court has granted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith's request for a new venue and judge in his upcoming trial for murder. The court denied Smith's request for immunity from prosecution. Smith is charged with murder for the killing of Greg Gunn nearly 3 years ago while Gunn was walking through his neighborhood. A circuit judge ruling will allow suspended Charles Henderson High School basketball player Mari Davenport to play. A temporary restraining order was granted this morning against the AHSAA that allows Davenport to play until a court hearing. On Monday, Kay Ivey will be sworn in for her first full term as governor. Beginning at 6:30 a.m., streets will be closed to form the parade route. Dexter Avenue will be closed from 6:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Drivers are encouraged to avoid South Union Street and Adams Avenue. I'm LSSQ. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got weather changes on the way as the storm system approaches. For tonight, I think we stay dry. Mostly cloudy skies with the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 38. Tomorrow, showers become likely, especially by the afternoon hours into Saturday evening, Saturday night. High temperature in the middle 50s tomorrow, low tomorrow night around 47. Then on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower or two, especially first half of the day, high around 57. Windy, turning colder behind the storm system on Monday with a high temperature only around 50. Hey, get our free weather app on your phone or tablet now and stay on top of this storm system and changes to come. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer for home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I'll request Friday 272-9228. Heywood Banks.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, 'cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one I, one I, one I, she's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I, she's the one I, one I love. Now how it happened, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Popeye Punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one I, one I, one I, she's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I, she's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I, she's the one I, one I love.
You are what you eat, and you are often judged by the company you keep, correct?
Indeed.
Here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB, thank you for keeping company with us. I'm reading this story. I've been visiting D.B. Blackman's Twitter page today. He's got a lot of good stuff on there. You've heard about this California representative, Ted Lieu, who is as left as it gets. Today said he would donate $18,500 in contributions from Ed Buck to not-for-profits that support African-American and LGBTQ organizations. Quote, I'm deeply disturbed by the latest revelations of a second death by overdose at the home of Ed Buck. I think a Republican congressman who had been getting donors from somebody who had one dead body turn up in their house from a drug overdose would have been a national crisis. While we await the results of the law enforcement investigation, I'm going to donate contributions I received from Mr. Buck to my federal campaign over the years. A 55-year-old man identified as Timothy Dean was found dead at Buck's L.A. home Monday morning. Buck's lawyer said Dean had taken drugs before coming over. That's what I always do. I always take lots of drugs before I go to visit somebody. Makes perfect sense. In July 2017, a 26-year-old homeless man named Gamel Moore, who worked as a prostitute, died of a methamphetamine overdose at the same place, same apartment. But again, that was not enough to become an issue for Mr. Lieu. And only, I guess it takes two dead bodies at the home of a donor before you give the money back. We're dinging away over here.
My goodness.
So, somebody texting me photos of the gang from Georgia Floors Direct working very hard.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's from my buddy Ray. They're doing some work for him at Homewood Suites. And thank you, Ray, for choosing Georgia Floors Direct, because they do not just individual homes and so forth, but hotels, motels, and businesses, anything that needs new flooring. They're celebrating 50 years of service to the River Region this year at Georgia Floors Direct. Kind of an intimidating place in that it's huge. It was deliberately built that way so they could house and store as many options for their customers as possible. But navigating that, well, Jeff Mallinson takes care of that with his merry band of floors, because when you go to Georgia Floors Direct, you may have an idea about what you'd like to look at, maybe new carpeting, or you just have to recarpet a room, so you want to check out the hundreds of room remnants they have, or you're thinking about taking the carpeting out and putting a hardwood or a laminate or a tile floor in. You can do all of those things. Anything you buy at Georgia Floors Direct can be purchased at a true wholesale price, which is great. And the installers will be people that they have worked with for many, many years. So you can count on a great result at a very, very great true wholesale price at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. A flooring destination now for half a century. I've been eager to say that. With 2019 underway, just want to drop a... I've had a lot of friends who have had misfortune since the end of the year, beginning of 2019. Please keep Barry and Kathy King in your prayers for the ordeal they're dealing with. And our buddy David Fagan, his mom passed away on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about that. And
I was talking to him today, and our thoughts are with you. We
really
care.
Are.
And Bo Holt and his family also going through a recent loss. I don't know. That sometimes that seems like it's indigenous to January. You know, stuff starts happening, but. And I also had another request from somebody else to get to the prayer. I have to look that one up. We're happy to help any way we can, whatever we can do. It was like talking to the lady that called when Jim Smith and Carol Jones from Adam's Drugs were here. When her house burned down, when she said those words, here I am, you know, whining about a bathtub issue. And she had to basically rebuild a complete house. That's what I mean by perspective. It always, I don't care what's going on. As tough as my daughter's situation's been, she's learned how to do that, how to, you know, keep it all in perspective. So I'm proud of that. Talked to her mom today, I think. We're both pretty convinced that Janelle is ahead of the curve.
Good.
In dealing with it. Further along the curve than the two of us are.
Good.
I haven't quite completely passed out of the I want to hire a hitman phase.
Well, I don't blame you.
I would never do that, by the way. I don't want anything to be said, held against me in a criminal way. Please. Hey, we got to call El Jalisco this afternoon. See if
okay.
We get a hold of
yeah.
The Queen of the Dimples. It's 4:30. She should be around. I would you think?
This is probably a good time here soon.
Because it's time to start thinking about dinner, and El Jalisco is awesome for that. Let's first, though, visit with Mr. Balaki down in the traffic donjon.
We've made it through the first half of the 4 o'clock hour without any accidents so far. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. If you're traveling today, interstates are running real smooth, both 65 and 85. The feeder routes into the interstate, 231, 331, 31, all the 31s. Looking pretty good. Busy when you come up to the boulevard, though, so be careful. East Chase is building traffic up pretty quickly. It's Friday afternoon. Everybody's getting ready to go shopping and eating, and we're starting to see the exodus from downtown and the Air Force bases. Drive safely this afternoon. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's All Request Friday, 272-9228. We had somebody call up and ask for this.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
Jim Hawkins. I think he's coming to Montgomery this year.
My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste!
That's nice that we love to play on Friday afternoons to get you in a good mood. So you can go over to El Jalisco and have Melanie serve you a fantastic, authentic Mexican dinner. How are you?
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Good, I haven't seen you in ages. I may be...
I know, right? Since last year.
Yeah, at least. I got to get by there maybe tomorrow.
All right, anytime, you know.
But let's talk about what's happening right now. First of all, it's happy hour. You got some nice drink specials there.
What's happening is we on the happy hours at El Jalisco from 3 to 7 o'clock. We're serving those medium margaritas for $3, 22 ounces. And Michelob Ultra and a Bud Light, the tall glass, is $2.99 too on a special till 7 o'clock.
Okay, and some of the food specials you got going on Friday.
Yeah, we got the nachos El Jalisco, which is chicken and steak and shrimp nachos for $7.99 instead of $10.99.
Oh, man, that is... try and finish that plate.
We got the
cheese
steak burrito, which is your favorite.
Yes.
$7.99 tonight.
Yeah, I've already got something lined up for tonight, but tomorrow is a blank slate. And it's been too long. It's just been too long.
Mm-hmm. We got to the shrimp adobe for $10.99 instead of $13.99.
Now, adobe is the Mexican word for house, right? So this is the house of shrimp. Is that correct?
And you guys are welcome to come to El Jalisco anytime. This Friday, you'll need some relaxed drinks.
If you love shrimp, the shrimp adobe is overwhelming. I mean, it's not just a big, generous portion of shrimp. It is unbelievable. You wonder how they do it. El Jalisco, you're open a little bit later on Friday and Saturday nights, right?
Friday and Saturday. Yes, we close at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And happy hour's till 7, so get over there, get yourself a refreshing beverage, and enjoy authentic Mexican food served by wonderful and nice people like Melanie. And if Monica's around, don't forget to ask to say hello to her and let her know you listen to News Talk 93.1 FM. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Greg.
I hope I see you tomorrow.
All right, anytime.
Wonderful. It's so nice over there. They just are. Any requests pending?
No, I don't believe so.
Our number is 272-9228.
I think it's been a while, though, because we have belittled a lot of politicians. We need to play that disclaimer from Monty Python. We don't want people getting the wrong idea.
Oh.
The wrong impression.
No. No, speaking of politicians, why don't we pay tribute to a really good one like Gil Fulbright?
Oh, I would love that.
Now,
that guy is truly salt of the earth.
The Monty Python thing, let's see, is that under... That's the question I always have to ask when it's something I don't play frequently. How have I got it filed? All right, Monty... Hey!
There it is.
I found it. All right, so we'll play the apology going in. We'll hear from Gil Fulbright coming up. But right in between, we've got your local news and Rich's forecast for the weekend.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Eskew. A circuit judge ruling will allow suspended Charles Henderson High School basketball player Maury Davenport to play. A temporary restraining order was granted this morning against the AHSAA that allows Davenport to play until a court hearing. The Alabama Supreme Court has granted Montgomery Police Officer Aaron Cody Smith's request for a new venue and judge in his upcoming trial for murder. The court denied Smith's request for immunity from prosecution. Smith is charged with murder for the killing of Greg Gunn nearly 3 years ago while Gunn was walking through his neighborhood. On Monday, Kay Ivey will be sworn in for her first full term as governor. Beginning at 6:30 a.m., streets will be closed to form the parade route. Dexter Avenue will be closed from 6:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Drivers are encouraged to avoid South Union Street and Adams Avenue. I'm Ellis Eskew. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got weather changes on the way as the storm system approaches. For tonight, I think we stay dry. Mostly cloudy skies with the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 38. Tomorrow, showers become likely, especially by the afternoon hours into Saturday evening, Saturday night. High temperature in the middle 50s tomorrow, low tomorrow night around 47. And then on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower or two, especially first half of the day, high around 57. Windy, turning colder behind the storm system on Monday with a high temperature only around 50. Hey, get our free weather app on your phone or tablet now and stay on top of this storm system and changes to come. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Shoppers have a little extra cash in their pockets. Consumer prices dropping in December. Overall inflation is up just under 2% in the past year. It's the first time it's dipped below that number since August of 2017. The number led lower by a big decline in airfare, also gas prices. Now, speaking of gas prices, the national average for regular unleaded holding steady this week. A gallon now costing $2.24, down around 25 cents from this time last year. Drivers, though, could still be in store for a little pain at the pump. That's because oil prices are now on the rise, up more than 7% this week, a barrel now costing $51.69. To Wall Street, the Dow falling just slightly on Friday, but investors, at least for now, are shaking off that partial government shutdown. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all higher for the week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help through the customized insurance plan that keeps our business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers. Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Ooh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact.
Baby, don't you want so bad? Baby, don't you want so bad?
Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
It's been
raining for weeks. Help! With all our company since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists?
Yeah.
Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists?
No, then.
I'm Philip of Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
Actually, the real-life version of Gil Fulbright may exist in the form of one Beto O'Rourke. It's amazing. This is the guy that mostly out-of-state donations from Hollywood and other rich folks who hate Ted Cruz donated almost $80 million to help, and he came close, 2.5 points. Cruz should have won that election by 10, easy. Said, well, no, I'm not going to consider running for president, but apparently after sharing his tooth cleaning on Twitter yesterday, I mean, with, you know, the hygienist and all the crap in his mouth, and he's presidential timber.
You got to be personable in this day and age. You got to let people in.
Yeah. This guy basically has never accomplished anything, and now it could be just like the last one she helped, and you know who I'm talking about.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
The Oprah monster may be the one that stages the announcement that Beto O'Rourke is going to run for the White House in 2020, and we should all be wetting ourselves with excitement that he's going to do it. The event will take place February 5th. At the PlayStation Theater in Times Square. Tickets will go on sale Monday with Deadline.com reporting they will cost $200 a piece. To see a loser politician who, and if you really stretch your imagination, I mean, the only thing he really has in common with the Kennedys is that he and Teddy both had drunk accidents that they ran away from. I guess that's part of the pedigree. He's a three-term rep from Texas. I never heard of the guy until he was running against Cruz this year. And because Cruz is so widely despised, Hollywood and outside forces poured in tons of money to try and help him. And it was close, a lot closer than people thought at the beginning. He loves to drop the F-bomb. He's just one of us. He skateboards around, you know. And I can just imagine people like the was it Xi that runs China, or Kim Jong-un and some of the others with this goofball here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of scary. But we can count on American voters to vet a candidate thoroughly before they just cast a vote because he's cute, right? Because really, that's all he's got going for. I'll admit, you know, he's not a bad-looking guy, but Is that, have we sunk that low? That's the main criterion. $200 to watch him announce his run for president. Police in Seattle on the hunt for a man accused of attacking lesbians at a Seahawks game. That's why I'm trying to stay away from the news. Oh, God, man, this was an ugly, ugly situation.
Just had a traffic report called in.
Shall I play the sounder?
Yes.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This is a little bit outside of the river region, but folks, if you are planning on going to Troy Highway, about 30 miles south of the city, there's a terrible wreck. They had to fly in a helicopter, I think, for those injured. Mm. And so about 30 miles south on Troy Highway, it is a backup. I think the wreck's on northbound, but because they had to bring in the chopper and all sorts of stuff, both sides are stopped and backed up.
All right, so if you were heading on 231 southbound, maybe you were thinking about going to Reds or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while to get through there. Thank you for the heads up, and Mr. Balaki will probably have more information available a little bit later on when we update traffic. It is All Request Friday, 272-9228. We try to play funny things that make you smile and sort of go through our news pile from the week and catch up to the things we just never quite got around to talking about, like the story about why you should actually start your New Year's resolution on March 4th. A psych professor in Texas says we should start our New Year's resolutions on the 4th of March. His reasoning is that we should give ourselves the first 8 weeks of 2019 to not just figure out what we want to change, but how to go about it. And by slowly incorporating small changes instead of trying to do everything on the first day of the year, we have a better chance for success. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I made a resolution this year not to make any resolution. I'm doing infusion. I'm going to stick with what's been working for me since last year.
For me, it's work. Keep doing what
I'm...
You
see me sitting here with a big belly?
Is this a trap?
No.
No. You've lost weight. Seriously.
Yeah. No, flat down the front.
Well, I don't...
That... No man boobs.
No, I agree with that. I'm going to answer this phone.
Get out of this conversation.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea for you at this moment in your life. At 4:54, it's been a very casual Friday, but the time has been flying by. The C Spire, that's the letter C, Spire, separate word, S-P-I-R-E, tech movement is taking over the area because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for the tech jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. And this is an area where we have really fallen behind. Because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for these positions without proper training, CSPIRE is investing in education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one, eventually, in technology. Part of the problem is only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science. CSPIRE is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom. They've also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, CSPIRE is on a mission to slow uplift everybody in the South. It's on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in the region because the future's out there. CSPIRE Tech Movement is leading the way, and if you'd like to learn more, go to this web address, CSPIRE, that's the letter CSPIRE.com/TechMVMT. It's like short for tech movement. You'll find it. It's there if you'd like to learn more.
Now, we had a request for Sad FM. He said you played in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Keith from Sanduck would like to hear that.
Thank you, Keith. We'll be happy to play that. We got lots of room this afternoon. We got a ton of calls when we had our friends here from Adam's Drugs. In fact, I just got a nice note from Marie. I kind of want to share. By the way, Adams Drugs was here because they're looking to hire people, full and part-time, college students. If you're interested in working for a great company that will treat you right, visit the location right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael and get an application there. and Carol Jones, that's where she's headquartered. So you may be able to fill that out and see her immediately. We were talking about, we had a lot of calls just from people where Adams Drugs has made a difference. Marie mentioned she had a blood pressure med that cost over $700, but her pharmacist at Adams were able to get it for less than $50. That's what I mean, though. There are programs out there, but if you're just another face in the crowd at a big drugstore, they may not take the time to see if they can help you that way when Adams Drugs will. Great folks. And thanks again to Jim and company for stopping by to visit us this afternoon. We'll go into our traffic update with Sad FM.
Tune in to the all-new Sad FM.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Sad FM.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
All sad, all the time. Home of the super sad workday, always only two in a row.
When your day is long.
Wake up to the mundane morning show.
Shelly sick again today.
Then the dismal drive home.
Cause everybody hurts.
And go to bed with our nighttime show, Lonely Nights. Sad FM. Tune in today and see how long a workday can be. Sad FM.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Driving on Friday afternoons, always an adventure. Montgomery Skywatch traffic reporting a couple of accidents to be concerned about. We have a new accident, East South Boulevard at Wallace Drive. That's in front of the Pizza Hut. We also have a couple of accidents involving I-65 in the Northern Boulevard area. What we have one at 85 and 65. That's at the interchange. If you're trying to head north on 65, you got issues there. Slow down as you approach the Union Street exit. Also, a disabled 18-wheeler at the bottom of the entrance ramp from the North Boulevard onto I-65 right at the River Bridge. Be careful. He's sitting right in the middle of the traffic lane. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location at the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Oh, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you